With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Last weekend's security threat at the White House Correspondents' Dinner prompted questions about the presidential line of succession. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
92-year-old Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa is third in line for the presidency and was the highest-ranking official not in attendance at the dinner.
I think I learned that on television at the time.
Speaking to the Salem Radio Network in his Capitol Hill office, Grassley said a thorough Secret Service review is underway, but some possible policy changes are already being discussed.
They're thinking now in the White House that it was even wrong to have the president and vice president at the same event. And I think that that would be wise.
Grassley commended the Secret Service for its swift response and bravery. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Abortion pills by mail are banned by a U.S. District Court, a victory for pro-life advocates that is likely to head to the Supreme Court.
The decision favors Louisiana's attorney general and a woman who says she was coerced into taking abortion pills. ACLU lawyer Julia Kay says this will affect access to abortion and miscarriage care in every state in the nation. It's one of the most common means of abortion in the U.S. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New Orleans, is blocking the distribution of prescriptions of mifepristone by mail and requiring that it be distributed only in person at clinics. The FDA dropped that requirement during the COVID-19 pandemic, citing decades of studies. The appeals court ruling says that every abortion facilitated by the FDA's action cancels Louisiana's ban on medical abortion and undermines its policy. I'm Jennifer King.
Cash-strapped Spirit Airlines appeared closer to a shutdown yesterday after it came and went with a needed government bailout. President Trump said Friday his administration had given the carrier a final proposal for a taxpayer-funded takeover. This is SRN News. A new poll reinforces the Bible.
Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds that American kids who are raised with a positive experience of religion are much more likely to cling to that faith in adulthood. The poll also indicates that the more religious the household a youngster was brought up in, the more likely it is that he will remain faithful when he grows up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people ages 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published by the Journal of American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws compared to those with their counterparts in more liberal abortion access states. This is SRN News. May Day marches kicked off around the world yesterday amid a backdrop of rising fuel prices.
Activists worldwide kick off May Day rallies on Friday, demanding peace, higher wages, and better working conditions. Rising energy prices and living costs have become major concerns. Workers in the Philippines clashed with police near the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Manila, on Friday. They're demanding higher wages following record spikes in fuel and commodity prices and a stop to the fighting in the Middle East. I'm Karen Shamas.
Always a runner has won the first Kentucky Oaks run under the lights of prime time at Churchill Downs. It's the first victory in the race for top three-year-old fillies for trainer Chad Brown. Always a runner made a move around the final turn and needed every bit of the stretch to pass Bob Raffert's Explora and Michael McCarthy's Meaning before the finish line of the 1 1/8 mile race. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.